Before we start this week's episode, we'd like to remind you folks that the Air Raid podcast is available at many places, including the Stitcher Radio app for your mobile device, iTunes, our website air-raid.net, and of course at www.cairoradio.com. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 234 in what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden, and this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Yes, indeed, people. We've got a great show planned for you this week. The band Lostlander will be joining us here in the backyard shortly. Matt and Sarah said band will grace us with their presence. And they are just fantastic people. Had a wonderful conversation. And holy smokes. Right off the bat, we get into some terrible tour stories. Terrible, terrible happenings for them. Makes me, you know, I never knew of this website called couchsurfer.com or whatever it is. They've got just a nightmare of a story for us to tell all of you all about. And then you can use your own judgment on whether or not you want to use couchsurfer.com for yourselves. They are a great band, by the way, and I'm really excited to share with you some of the music off their new album, which is coming out February 24th. It is called Medallion, and you should definitely get it, okay? Don't sleep on this. Don't sleep on Lostlander, man. Get it now, because their album, Dirt, that came out back in 2012, is sold out. They don't have any more, right? You can probably get it on, like, digital download on their Bandcamp page or something like that. But if you are looking for some new music to add to your collection, Lostlander is definitely a band you want to have in there, man. Let me tell you. You can find out more about them at lost-lander.com. And like I said, don't sleep on this, man. If they're coming to your town, which they most likely will be, when they tour for this album, make sure you go and see them. We went to a show that they were playing at just the other night with the wonderful ladies Kristen and Carrie Watt. The Watt sisters put on these amazing shows, Seattle Secret shows, and it was in the Columbia Tower, the tallest building in Seattle, and we went to the 31st floor into the Rhapsody offices. And saw this show, but we had to leave. We had to leave before Lostlander started playing, which I was a little bummed out about. But you know what? We got a free babysitter, so it was fine. We had to relieve them. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Plus, we had Lostlander coming into the studio, so you know. Yeah. Okay, so let's do this. In the interest of keeping things short, right? That's what we're doing now. We're keeping things nice and tight here in the backyard because of those emails. You can email me, by the way, at aaron@air-raid.net if you've got something you want to tell us. Or you can go to our website, www.air-raid.net, click on the Archives tab, and listen to all 234 episodes by clicking on the Archives tab. Did I just say that? I just said that twice. That's fine. I've been drinking. It's okay. It's a Sunday night. It's all right. But yeah, you can listen to all 234 episodes right there, man. All free, all day, all the time. That's right. Just trying my best 70s DJ thing out there. Okay. Let's just get into it, shall we? This is a wonderful conversation with Matt and Sarah of Lostlander, and I hope you guys really enjoy it. Actually, I know you guys are going to really enjoy it. So here we go. We're gonna let's see. This song is called Cold Feet. Cold Feet by Lost Lander off of their 2012 release, Dirt. And we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears when we return with Lost Lander. All right, stay with us, everybody. Cold Feet. Be back in a moment. So tell me a little bit more about this place you guys stayed in last night.
Well, the kitchen faucet on the upstairs kitchen sink glows with the color of the water temperature, like
what?
Blue for cold and red for hot. It startled me this morning.
But that's kind of fancy. That sounds like fancy.
Oh, it does.
It's kind of like in the way that black light underlighting is fancy on a crappy Honda Civic.
Right.
You know, it was that kind of fancy.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this Nike swoosh sticker on the back of my 1989 Honda CRV is going to really put some value into the thing. Yeah. I'm getting chicks.
It's really pumping up the resale value.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's for sure. You guys, I mean, you said as you came in, as we were talking in the kitchen, like, I mean, there was like rat poop. All over the place.
I think it was mouse poop.
Not rat poop.
I'd like to think it was mice. They're a little less intimidating.
What's worse, mice poop or rat poop?
Rat.
Rat.
It's okay.
Bigger.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's it. You're just basically lying to yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
okay.
I can sleep through the night.
Right. Yeah. Have you guys ever like stayed in a place like that?
Oh Jesus.
On tours?
Don't get us started.
Okay. So we have this. We have like a low point standard.
Okay.
We were on tour. This was a couple years ago, and we tried out, what's it called?
Couch surfing.
Yeah, couchsurfing.com.
Once.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, couchsurfing.com.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
Some people have a lot of luck with it, and I don't think that in general you get this kind of experiences, but this was our first and only experience, so needless to say, we didn't try it again.
With that, I mean, in short, we got this house. We thought it was, or not this house. Like, we found somebody on couchsurfing.com.
Who would host us?
Where was this?
It was in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Which, I don't
already,
know.
Already, yep. Side on the negative,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd love to go back to Oklahoma City and meet somebody from there that could, like, show us the bright side of that town.
Because all we saw was the underneath of the CRV without the lights.
Yeah. It was, it was awful.
It was the kind of, the woman was really sweet. She proceeded to get extremely inebriated.
Oh, okay.
And need her boyfriend to help her to move around while she would hit on various members of the band.
That bad.
And then
we got to her house, and she was a flight attendant, and she had
pets.
Several super neglected pets in the house. And long story short,
like a hoarding situation?
No, there's probably four animals there, dogs, right?
Three. Dogs and a cat.
But they were just like living in this house without humans around. And like, so there was just dried feces in the bathroom everywhere.
Oh, you're shitting me.
No. And then like in one room, there was like a standing lake of,
it was more of a river because it was the length of the dining room. It was like the floor
of urine
bowed a little bit at the corners. And it was just standing urine, which we didn't see till the morning. And I proceeded to get hives.
It's bad news.
Wait,
sorry.
Hold on.
Sorry. This conversation's taking a turn. But
there's more.
Why
we haven't even finished.
Why would you even stay there?
Well, we get there and it's like 3 in the morning.
Okay.
It's late. It's dark.
All right.
We're like, it smells a little bad. This is a little weird, but like, we're in Oklahoma City at 3 in the morning.
Where else do we go?
What are we going to do? So Matt sleeps on the couch, and he, like, the first major sign is that he's, like, snuggling into the couch in a sleeping bag or whatever. And he's like, what is that? And he starts finding used underwear that had been shoved into the
leather couch.
Used up. Yeah, in the leather couch. Yeah. So we're like, ugh. And Patrick and I go,
and these people are here. Like, the people are there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No shame. Patrick and I, like, you know, do the thing where you take off your shoes, stand on your shoes, and then jump into your sleeping bag.
Yeah.
So that happens. And then the next morning, when the sun comes out and lights happen, we see the shit everywhere. I go to take a shower, and I'm like, well, there's poop on the bath mat. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that's when we find the standing river of urine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And she doesn't emerge in the morning.
Yeah, so, I kind of felt like we were seeing somebody at the lowest point.
It was real bad.
Like, it was sad. Yeah. And so now that is our, that's our standard for low. So if we show up at a place and somebody brings up Oklahoma City, we know that, like,
we're feeling really, it's really
that
bad.
It's really bad. We're like, it's not as bad as Oklahoma City, though.
Well,
right?
And we,
right? It's not that bad. And then we're like, oh no, we're comparing it to Oklahoma City. It's bad.
Well, Bill is our newest member, and he's rad. And he has played a total of like 4 or 5 shows or something. And, you know, this was years ago when Dave was still in the band. So we just stayed at this house, and we were like kind of grumpy about it just because we had a different idea of what it was going to be and, you know, how many beds there would be, et cetera.
At this place last night.
Yeah, but it wasn't like so bad. And he was like, man, if we ever get in a fight, I'm bringing, and I was like, dude, you have nothing. You have no idea. Like, you can't even, this is fine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Matt and Sarah from the band Lost Land are joining me here in the backyard. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
and
for having
I'm glad that we could bring you out of the shitstorm that is the house that you stayed.
It was not that bad.
It was not that bad?
Yeah, no. It was not bad.
There was mouse poop on one of the potential sleeping
quarters. I've got a ton of questions about couchsurfing.com now, like swirling around my brain.
We have one experience.
Did it cost any money? Like,
no.
Did you have to pay for this?
No.
So it's a free service.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's just the generosity of others. There are reviews, which we debated on whether we should write.
Why did you not write something about that? Why?
We were too busy calling like animal rights organizations or whatever.
We were too busy microwaving our sweaters and clothes.
We microwaved all of our clothing. Yeah, I came into the hotel the next day and Sarah had her like wardrobe in the microwave.
Well, I had a sweater that, you know, felt like it.
Well, the funny thing is I have experienced that myself. I had some drug problems, and I would stay in this house that was very similar to your couchsurfing.com experience.
Yeah.
And it was really like, it was very sad. Like the family that lived there, I was friends with the kid, you know, and we would just go there to do our drugs because there was no, you know, parental supervision.
Right.
But there was like poop everywhere and stuff. And then when you walk out of that place, like you feel it, it's on your skin, it's in your clothes,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you can't get it off. So microwave, that's a good, that's a good
future tip.
I don't know if it's a tip
of the show.
Yeah.
Tip I don't of the know show if it's right a, there. Yeah, real life hacks.
Right.
I don't know if that's a real thing. It just felt like the only thing I could do to take back some control.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That is such a nightmare.
Interview is done. We got all the interesting material.
Maybe we'll just play music and just sign off from here on out.
Sounds good.
I'm sure everybody's feeling really good after that.
Yeah, right. Open the show with that shit.
Yeah, oh my good God. About not being us.
Oh, my God. So you guys played a show here with our friends Carrie and Kristen Watt, the wonderful sisters for Seattle Secret Shows and Seattle Living Room Shows. Have you ever played in a high-rise building?
No.
No, before? First time.
That was super cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that green room would be about like the highest, maybe literally, you know, in our career.
Oh, what was the green room like?
Well, it was nice, and it just literally was very high up off the ground.
Yeah,
and
we just had like huge windows overlooking.
Yeah, you could see the whole city.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So cool. That was like my first, I've known them for a long time, and last night was like the first show that we were really able to go to. And I felt really bad because then we had to leave before you guys played.
I know.
And I was like, well, shit, what am I going to talk to them about
not
now?
Not very committed, are you?
I was like, well, you could just lie to them and say, hey, great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, what do you mean? We had all these technical difficulties.
Yeah, somebody pulled the fire alarm.
We played like half of a song.
Yeah.
No, but it went well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it won't. We're trying out a lot of new material, so it feels a little bit like walking on a tightrope. But no, the energy was good.
Yeah, no, the show was good. We are, like he's saying, we have some new tech stuff. We have a new member. We have new songs. Uh-huh. We haven't been playing that much, so this is like the first few shows of this new record, and it just feels a little like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Need to just do it, you know, 100 more times.
Sure, yeah. How long have you guys been a band?
3 years.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
So from 2012?
Yeah, well, I guess 3.5 years now.
Okay.
So the band sort of assembled probably April of 2011.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who was the initial fire starter for this whole project?
For the project?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, the band.
I was? Oh.
Yeah, it was you.
Nice.
Yeah, it was you. You are a musician, obviously.
I am. Yeah.
Did you play in a band, though, before starting the podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was in a small two-piece band, and we would switch off and play drums and bass and, you know, and switch it up. And then we, you know, quickly figured out that I could not play drums well.
Shit.
It was very difficult for me to hold a beat, and I only had one beat when I figured it out. I only had one beat that I could do.
Nice,
you know. So it got we were confined by that very quickly, and then we added a drummer, and then everything fell apart.
Drummers will do that.
Man, the worst. Yeah. No, he's a great guy.
I know. Just kidding.
he's one of my very close friends, but and then started this show. After that, kind of, I needed somewhere to put my, you know, my energy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That beat was probably pretty sick, though.
It was so good.
Yeah.
You ever heard 4/4?
Yeah. Oh, damn. That's good.
Wow. So exotic.
So you guys start this, you have this idea for this band back in 2011 or late 2011, right?
Yeah. So, I had put out a solo record, called Tiger Phobia. And that happened, I think, in 2009.
Okay.
And then a friend of mine named Brent Knopf, who played at that time in a band called Menomina, who were one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
I had asked him to help me out a little bit on that record. Just like he was an acquaintance of mine. And so I asked him if he would help out on it. And I went over to his house and we listened to some tracks, and he liked a couple of them, and he asked if he could help out with it. And then 6 months later, Menomina, Friend and Foe came out, and that record blew up, and he kind of disappeared.
Yeah, right.
And then a year after he was back from tour and they were working on the next Menomina record, he started a solo project called Ramona Falls, and he asked me to be part of the band. So he had recorded the record with a whole bunch of people, asked me to be in the band, which I was, you know, super excited about, like one of my favorite musicians of all time asking me to be in his band. So I joined Ramona Falls and we toured, and then
like your first band experience, like touring experience?
I had a band called Gravity and Henry that I started with my childhood best friend.
Uh-huh.
And we were a two piece also. We had
pieces.
At least three beats though.
Oh,
but you know,
okay,
like,
show off.
Okay, braggy. Yeah.
And we toured a bunch. We had a truck that we slept in the bed of, and we drove around and played in cafes and stuff, you know, which was really fun. But that band kind of petered out. It didn't really work out.
Yeah.
So touring with Brent and Ramona Falls was my first time touring in a band that had like a team, you know, like a booking agent and a record label and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It was great. Yeah. It was a great experience.
Yeah. What about you, Sarah? When did you come into the fold?
I feel like you never actually.
Oh, you're right.
Your
sorry. I started.
That's why I was moving on.
Just dad. Just dad meandering.
She's gonna truncate the story.
He wrote a solo record. Brent helped him out, and then it turned into a bigger thing, and he decided to get a band, right?
Well, and
so
then
that
I,
just morphed into what it is now.
Yeah. So when I got ready to make a second solo record, mm-hmm. I asked Brent if he would produce it, which he had started doing at that time, and he said yes. But like producing with Brent, or at least in my and Brent and my collaboration, it's way more of like a band kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like we're bouncing ideas off each other. Sure. They're my songs, but Brent's really.
Now, were you always kind of doing like that electronic, because you're the music. And especially this new record that comes out February 24th called Medallion has a very like electronic feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
It very dancey.
Yeah.
You know, was it always kind of that? Were you doing that as a solo?
You always had elements of that kind of like, you know, the Tigrophobia has a lot of acoustic guitar, but then it has a lot of like interesting sounds and mm-hmm. things. Seems like you've always explored that a little bit.
Yeah. I think the philosophy that I wanted to try to approach songwriting with at the beginning of that Tigrophobia album cycle, and I still kind of go back to, is I really want the song to be something that you could just play on an acoustic guitar. That basically the song can have like multiple tiers of complexity.
Sure.
And it still hopefully will be a compelling song. You know, it's like you could just sing it a cappella and hopefully it would be okay. And so hopefully it's simple enough that you can add, you know, any kind of like a more exciting like arrangement to, and that it will be different, but not necessarily. It's not hopefully it's not like really depending on those elements to be something,
right?
You know, but so
it's good to have them there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you and you like how this thing has morphed.
Absolutely. Right. So hopefully it's like a simple song, and then it has like fun stuff happening on top of it.
Sure.
And like
sure.
everybody's invited to the party kind of.
Yeah.
That's the way.
So when did you come in? Sarah?
I joined the band, I guess, April or March or not March
of that year.
April or May.
Uh-huh. Of 2012?
Of 2011.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I was playing in an awesome all-female band called What Hearts,
mm-hmm.
playing drums. And I had never played keys in a band, even though I'm a piano teacher. And Matt was like, don't you play the piano? Do you want to be in my band? And I was like, yeah, I do. Yeah, I want to do that. That's kind of it literally sort of happened like that.
Wow. right on.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet? You're both from Portland?
I'm from Portland. He's from Alaska.
Oh, really?
Sarah's like five generations of Portland.
Oh, wow.
That's
yeah.
true. Deep.
Wow, way back.
I own that shit.
Literally.
Yeah.
She owns the city.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
We met like 9 or 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
crazy enough,
at
the Red and Black coffee shop. And Matt and maybe Adam Shearer were singing acoustic songs. And we just had some mutual friends. And we've been acquaintances ever since. And then I guess we started seeing... we would see each other at our friends' shows. We all had tons of friends in common. And then I think I just started seeing you more in 2011 for whatever reason. Or
I came to a couple What Hearts shows.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Cool. What kind of music were you playing in What Heart?
What Hearts was like dreamy story pop stuff. I don't know. Is that okay. a good
story pop?
Julie wrote these amazing songs that were just these beautiful stories, I guess.
I don't know.
It's hard to explain. Maybe you have a better idea. And I played drums and sang in it.
Yeah. Was it as sad as Andy Schaaf?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
No. Nobody put any guns in their mouths.
Okay, good. Yeah. Oh my God, that song just so like killed though. Me last night.
Yeah.
Oh,
literally,
oh,
man. I'm glad you
survived. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. So, what is like, you know, I don't make it down to Portland very often, but one thing in doing this show, like I hear a lot about, you know, the Seattle community, mm-hmm. the Seattle music community is very tight knit. People help each other out. People play on other people's records mm-hmm. all the time. You know, and it's very. People are very close, and they're friendly with each other, and every band is really trying to help each other out and stuff like that. Is Portland much the same way?
No, yeah, it is.
I was like, oh, yeah, cool.
It's just funny that you say that, because I there's always this funny, like, little teeny bit of a Portland-Seattle rivalry.
There is,
Some
yeah.
people maybe think it's a bigger deal than it really is, but
I feel like I've heard people
say opposite of what you just said about Seattle and being like, but Portland... is this community where people help each other out and play on each other's records, you know. I know a fair amount of Seattle musicians that have that experience. But yeah, sure. Portland is very, it's small, and it's like there are scenes, there are little like collections.
You got your metal guys.
Sure.
Like Red Fang.
Yeah.
They're probably all buds with all
those
the,
guys are rad.
Yeah, they are rad.
But yeah, it is a really generous, lovely mm-hmm. community.
It's the best.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's, and this is changing a little bit, but it's so great. Like everybody just has this attitude that they're just sort of doing it for fun. And even though people are taking it really seriously, it's not like, what I've heard of in New York, you know, like where there's so much competition and people are a little bit hesitant maybe to just sort of jump in and help each other out.
Right.
I think maybe it's like a lack of industry or something that, people aren't necessarily thinking that what they're doing is going to like make them super rich or something. So they're just like, the reason why they're there and they're doing it is to have fun. So,
yeah. Well, I wonder if it's something that's unique to the Northwest.
Yeah.
Too. You think so?
Yeah. Like Seattle, Portland. You know, and I have been thinking about that a lot lately and I don't really know why, but, you know, talking to you guys and talking to other bands from Portland, talking to musicians from Seattle, it does seem like it's a unique thing where it is actually a community.
Yeah.
Right. For sure. Artists that are all trying to help mm-hmm. each other, you know, and supporting
mm-hmm.
each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you get these email chains like, hey, I've got this show. It hasn't sold very well. Can you help, you know, booster it, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
we're doing a push, a social media push on this show. Can mm-hmm. you guys help us out and post something?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's a very community oriented kind of, you know, grassroots way of like promoting other people's stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is great because then in turn, somebody else helps you guys out, you know?
Totally.
Definitely.
And I wonder if that is, you know, unique to Portland and Seattle because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we are kind of isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, up here and,
definitely.
And yeah, it's not, I don't know if it's as big as a place, you know, like LA or New York, you know, where the competition is stiff.
Yeah.
You know, or seems that way.
That, yeah, that could be it. Maybe, but people are more polite here too, you know, like,
yeah,
it, but like people are like too polite, you know, like the people, you know, they're always making fun of on Portlandia or something.
Right. Right.
Yeah, maybe so it might be part of the culture too, just to be a little bit more like,
sure.
Oh, if you ask me for help, of course I'll help you, you know?
Right, right.
yeah. I don't know. But at the same time, like something else happens in New York. Like when you see a band from New York, they're just like, you can tell.
Pro.
Yeah, you can tell. You're like, oh shit, this is a New York band. They're like,
right.
They're shredding up there
yeah.
in a way that you never see a band shred in Seattle or Portland. That
well, they've got
I
the
don't
look.
Know about never.
Maybe
they've
not.
They've
got
ever. The stage presence.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Their
yeah.
rent
yeah.
is higher. They have to be a little more intense.
They have to be serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the full package, right? You have to have the full package all put together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel that way with your own band? Like, is there...
We're
is,
trying.
Is there an emphasis on like, you the, know, the
on,
look?
On the male members package, yes.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, just...
You're going to need an
stuff,
extra sock
just,
in there.
Just
I
enhancement.
Usually stuff my pants.
Yeah.
I just want to be...
No big deal.
I just want to be included. That's all. No, we like, I some of our favorite musicians are people who are the whole package and then some, you know, like
yeah.
Peter Gabriel, David Bowie. And like, I love all the Northwest Portland indie scene and everything else, but I really appreciate a show where, first off, people are good musicians, have good music, good songs, and are executing
right.
it really well. But
yeah.
then also like take into consideration lights or like a weird costume or not even a weird costume, but just something that ties everything together,
sure,
you know,
sure.
like intentionality.
You make it a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. A show. I like,
yeah.
you know, I love a guy in a flannel shirt and all, but like, you know, I don't know. Oops. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you just alienated.
You just made so many enemies.
Shit.
Next Lost Lander show. Two people.
Yeah. Seriously. And they're wearing like suits.
Flannels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they're wearing flannels, and one guy takes his flannel off really quick when you come on stage.
Yeah, he's like, God damn it.
Right.
Or he could just button it all the way up to the collar, then he would fit in better.
Right, right. There you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you guys excited about what's going on in Portland right now? Because it does seem like the Northwest scene is popping. Portland, Seattle.
Yeah.
Like, everything is really kind of... It's exciting, man. It's
yeah.
it's fun, and people are digging it, and they're going to shows,
totally.
You know,
mm-hmm.
even for smaller bands, and like... You know, it's a fun time to be in music right now.
Definitely.
It seems like.
Yeah, it's the best.
I guess.
Yeah. It's like, a it's a little like there's so much, and when you're trying to do your own thing that is so time consuming,
mm-hmm.
then you're just like, dang, like I feel like I'm squandering all these
yeah
opportunities, or you have to run yourself ragged and go out every night
right
of every week
mm-hmm. right yeah I'm a
two
big,
shows a night
I'm big on the What's the acronym for that? It's like fear of being left out.
Oh, FOMO.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Got
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I have
You're never
that...
there. You're just
Right. And it's like it makes me very it fills me with anxiety.
Right.
Like to the point where there is so much going on and it is very exciting that it kind of shuts me down a little bit and
right.
then I just don't go out and do anything.
Right. It's like when you get invited to four parties
right.
in one night, and you're like, this is so awesome. And then you're like, I can't pick. I'm staying home.
I can't do this anymore.
I feel like these are like Jan Brady problems right now. Like, I had four boys ask me to the prom. What am I going to do?
I'm not going to go.
It's the captain of the basketball team.
Well, I debated telling you this, Matt, because I knew you were going to say something like that, you jerk. Let's do this. Let's go with our second musical break. Are you guys good? You having a good time? You comfortable? You okay?
Yeah. Are you going to coach us during the break?
I'm gonna be like, you know, you guys really need to bring the energy up. Let's if you could make this this conversation a little bit more.
Make up more things about lakes of urine.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
You're blue right now. You need to be purple. Something like that.
Deep.
This is from your new album coming out February 24th. It's called Medallion. This song is called Gemini, which has a video with it too, right? Isn't Gemini the one with the video?
Yeah, we have a little lyric video that our friend Allison Johnson whipped up for us. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't think that... Is that going to be... I'm not sure when that's coming out. But
Video?
It's not up yet.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, shit.
Unless somebody made it. It's possible somebody
something.
Made a video for it. I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
Was it good? Should we make
no,
it? Okay.
No, it was not. In all honesty. No, this is Gemini by Lost Lander, and we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Special guests this week, Matt and Sarah of the band Lost Lander. Okay, stay with us, everybody. Maybe that's a lie, and I suppose I'm the cry. Ain't I? With luck, I will hide myself away. It's like a live video.
Okay. Yeah, in this like place with really great lighting.
Nice.
It's so gorgeous. And
make you look really good.
Yeah.
Make your package look awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And there's like magnifying glass on the lens, just like the lower half.
No. Every once in a while your lower lip looks really good. But Pledge Music.
Pledge Music. Pledgemusic.com.
Yep. Lost Lander. Okay. And you can do things like purchase the album before it's out and go on a hike with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Or so take that's a guitar lesson from Matt Sheehy.
So it's almost like a Kickstarter in where like people who pledge a certain amount can get certain special things.
Yeah.
Special deals.
Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit different than Kickstarter in that it's more of like a pre-order and you get to sort of,
sure,
you get some stuff that other people don't
get. So. I think that's great.
Do you think that...
Are you worried that you might have to go on a hike with like a weirdo?
A little bit. Yep. I was hesitant about putting that one up for sure.
Yeah. Because that's like, I mean, you know, you're stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. You're out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
The example we kept using when we were talking about it was like SpongeBob matches.
Say that again.
As a prize.
As a prize. Yeah. You get to sponge bath Mashy. Sorry.
I'm very dirty.
Ew, God.
That's very Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Clean,
yeah.
Help us clean the Oklahoma City.
Gross. Yeah.
Super gross.
So when did things start ramping up for you guys? Because it seems like you do pretty well. In the Portland scene, right? You had a big crowd here last night in Seattle to see you guys. You got somebody like Ever behind you, which is always a good thing.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a great guy. When did the band start kind of, you know, doing well enough to where you were comfortable like going on tour and doing that whole business side of things?
It was around the time that Sarah started stuffing her pants, actually.
Direct correlation.
It was the direct correlation.
The Venn diagram between the band's success and Sarah stuffing her pants with socks is a perfect circle.
Yeah, I prefer vegetables to stuff my pants. I have a better weight.
It might be like, do you think it'll be like Idiocracy, like in the future, like the bands with the biggest packages will win. Like it'll just be.
No, okay.
Okay, we can change the subject.
It might be. It might be.
It's not that we need to change the subject. It's that you need to come back to the topic.
That said, Lost Lander, I feel like, so the record came out.
People were really excited about Dirt, the first record. Like single came out and...
Yeah, and like Ramona Falls had been doing pretty well. So I think the fact that we were associated with that, I think there was some momentum already.
Now, was that out on a label too, or did you guys do that by yourselves?
No, we've only self-released. So like when that record was finished, you know, there wasn't a band name or anything. You know, we got together. Yeah, like the band assembled and we started rehearsing these songs without a band name. And in fact, the first time that we played out, we played a couple of songs and we hadn't picked a name yet. But so it was really hard to like sell the project to a label or something because we had no web presence. We didn't have a history of shows. We didn't have anything. So it just made sense to do a self-release at that time.
Right.
And then we had this cool guy named Chris Kruger offered to book a tour for us. So we did that. And so the record came out. We did this tour that may have been the Oklahoma City tour. I can't remember. No, that was probably after that. But during the course of that tour.
That's not his fault, by the way.
Yeah, no. Chris was awesome. we got to showcase for the guy who is our agent now. And it just kind of seemed like, you know, people took chances on us.
Yeah.
Because nobody really knew.
Was it exciting though? I mean, had you ever done something like that before? Both of you, have you ever had that experience in a band before?
No.
Where people were taking interest?
I mean, people really liked my other bands, but we never had quite the ambition, and it was, you know, it was different. It was different to be like, oh, there's people in, you know, Michigan who want us to come and play, and who are like people who are like, when are you guys gonna like who are like we had tools to get the music out farther, and then people responded really well, and that's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It still totally blows my mind. I just played shows for so long where nobody cared. Like like a decade, you know? Yeah. So I still am shocked when we go to a show and there's anybody there. I just feel, I'm just like, I always just sort of assume that this will probably be the show where people stop coming, you know?
That's how you go into every show. This is it. This is going to be the end.
But I mean, I'm like, it was a good run. And this next show is going to probably be, but I mean, not in a bad way. I'm not like, oh man, we're not worth anything. It's more of just like, I just feel really lucky that anybody would come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or that we go somewhere, you know, like we played in Paris, you know, and there was like a
guy
there.
You played in Paris?
We did a European tour last year and there was people
Europe
in
and
like,
Russia.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. Having like a whole venue of Russian people singing one of your songs.
What?
It's pretty crazy.
Pretty mind blowing.
That's fantastic. I didn't know you guys had done a European tour.
Yeah.
How long?
You are lazy.
I am. Yeah. No. This is very true. Yeah. I actually just found out about you guys a month ago.
Sheesh.
Okay. So, I mean, hey, look, guys. You know, I got a lot on my fucking plate, all right?
Those kids.
Just got excuse. Kids. I got bands emailing me all day, every day. Come on. Give me a fucking break. I'm just joking. No, but that's great. How long was the European tour?
Was it a month?
A month.
Yeah. It was about a year ago, too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was about a month. We did like, did we do 2 weeks in Germany? 2 weeks plus?
Yeah, we did almost 3 weeks in Germany alone.
Super Germany.
Uh-huh.
Super tour Germany.
Uber Germany.
Uber Germany.
Yeah, yeah. And then we played two extremely memorable shows in Russia, Moscow and St. Petersburg.
What? How so? What do you mean by that?
You're getting all of our horror. Okay, we are about to mention our second low point as a band.
That's true.
This is great.
Yeah. Well,
this is so much fun
so
for me.
The thing is,
disclaimer,
like
most of the time, it's like
everything's
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, disclaimer. Have you ever had a nightmare? Yeah. So, you know, like, you have all these guitars around, so you play guitar. And
sure.
I'm sure if you go to a show and you're like, I don't have a guitar. Somebody's like, oh, here's a guitar. And you're like, sweet.
Yeah.
I can play this guitar.
Yeah.
So I have this thing where I play the computer via a keyboard.
Right.
And they have to be able to talk to each other. And I get this really lovely job, thanks Matt and Brent, of playing all of the things, like, hey, there's a piano part or there's a synth part, and then there's this, like, the electronic, you know, there's this weird thing that's happening, and then there's this other thing. Yeah, that. I play a lot of that.
It's actually that was me playing the sample.
Good.
let me hit it again. No, I'm not gonna do it again. Yeah.
So I play this 88 keyboard,
right?
Because I need all the keys. I literally play the very last key and the highest key at times.
Yeah,
because they're easy to be like, oh, I gotta hit this weird thing. So we, you know, we go to Russia and the promoter's like, oh yeah, you need an 88 key keyboard, totally.
Do the voice though.
don't put me on the spot. I would have just naturally gone into it.
Okay.
Well, I
just want to start offending people with accents by doing really bad ones. So we go there and, you know, we'll get there. Yeah, we go there and as per the writer, the first show we have a really nice 88 key keyboard that is so new it doesn't have drivers in it. It doesn't have the software in it.
He's
in
like,
order to talk
we got you
to my
the top of the line Roland. It's so new. It's the best possible instrument.
We're all the way in Russia.
I was just doing a Sean Connery. I don't know why I did
that. It's the best.
Yes.
We had a Scottish concert promoter in Russia.
Stefan.
It's really weird.
Yeah, so Matt spends like all of his anxiety going through this like Russian flea market with the assistant, where you don't go to like Radio Shack, you go to like an underground flea market
like
where
city.
One it's, stall has like USB cables for a specific thing. One stall has MIDI cables for a specific thing. You should.
Yeah, like one. It's like the RCA store, and you go there, and like it's like this clueless like promoter assistant guy who just like has. He's just sort of spaced out and looking around. He seems like there's just okay. So to back up a little bit, this keyboard isn't working, and there's the time for sound check is running out. So there's like this ticking clock. It's like okay, we have to figure this out in the next 2 hours.
How big is the venue that you were going to play?
I think it's like 500 cap room or something, or maybe
was it a sold out show?
Maybe
too?
Three. I think it was more like 300.
It was 300. It was the coldest day of Russian winter.
Yeah, it was -20 degrees
oh,
Celsius.
It was really cold.
Yeah.
I think there was like 200 people there.
Yeah.
Sizable show.
Yeah,
it was
considering we're headlining and we've never been to Russia and the hell?
And
people
we didn't
are
even
here.
Yeah. And
oh my god.
We had no idea that anybody had been listening to the record because nobody like here nobody buys music, right? But there, like, really nobody buys music,
right?
They just there aren't laws prohibiting you from just putting an entire record as a zip file up on your Facebook page,
right?
And like everybody downloads it. So that was like we knew we had all this pressure. It's like, oh, we came all this way.
We had to find these friggin' drivers.
Yeah, we paid like $2,000 in visas to get to Russia. Like, it, you know,
we
it was
have
all
to fucking play this show.
We have to play this show.
Has to work.
Yeah, and so I'm like working on this thing. I like call tech support, and the guy's like,
help.
Oh, sorry, we haven't made drivers yet. And then this Russian guy's like, the promoter's like, oh, we'll go with the assistant. He'll take you to the, you know, electronics thing. We go down there. It's this underground, like one square block under the earth of like all these little teeny booths, like Sarah's saying.
Yeah.
And we just go from one booth to the next. And we have to hit like 20 people. And this guy has the same conversation back and forth in Russian. And he doesn't know. It's like this really specific thing that we need.
Right.
And
right.
I hear him trying to explain, but not really know what he's talking about. And like, I can't communicate, you know, and I can't even read anything because everything's in Cyrillic and
it's like you're in Mars
and it's -20 degrees outside. It was. Yeah. Anyway.
So did you guys, did you guys finally find this thing?
We found a MIDI cable from Soviet times. That was probably from the very first time anyone ever soldered a MIDI cable together. It looked really bizarre. It worked, although then one of the sound guys bumped it and it stopped working and I almost murdered him.
Yeah, so if this thing got nudged even slightly, like the bass from the subs under the stage, like rattled it, Sarah's computer would freeze.
Oh my God.
So the whole time we're playing, we're just waiting
it
for that to happen.
It worked perfectly during the show.
Good deal, man.
Yeah.
And then, then we get to take a night train to St. Petersburg, which is a really cool, bizarre experience, but not good for the sleeps for getting the rest that one would like to get.
But it was fun as hell.
It was really fun.
We drank vodka and like we're on the train. You look out the window. It's frozen.
I've heard that like bands that tour Europe, it's a great experience because they feed you well, right? Like they put you up in nice places
too. They take good care of you.
Like, they really take care of the acts that come through there.
Yeah.
And so that was your experience with that.
In Europe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Russia, it was a little bit different, but he was well-intentioned and took pretty good care of us. But the next night, instead of getting the newest keyboard possible that wouldn't talk to my computer, I got a 1 ounce, 40 key little keyboard that I could blow it off the stage if I sneezed and I just was like, Stefan, I need 40 more keys and I was really exhausted, and I mean I literally just have so many notes to play that I just was like, where I need a bigger keyboard, this is very clear.
And then she started getting visibly upset, and the promoter came over and he was like, what can I do to help? He's like, can I do you need cocaine, do you need
weed,
like weed, what can I do? I was like, this is I've always wanted a concert promoter to like ask me what kind of drugs I want. Like,
right, right.
Like we've made it. Like this, yeah. this is happening
this
right
is
now.
This is it, man. Yeah. And you're like, everything. We need everything.
I was like, no, I want 88 keys.
I was like, that, I want 88 key keyboard and a glass of wine, please. So that was really stressful. And I ended up.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Just
oh my
like
God.
Practicing hitting the octave button.
Sure.
Like as like. Oh, yeah. God.
So you guys didn't travel with your own instruments.
Well,
guitars.
So we brought some stuff to Europe with us, but to fly from Berlin to Moscow, it was too complicated to try to bring everything.
Sure, sure. So do you think you'll do that again in the future?
Yes.
Probably. But we'll know better what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Touring, like you were saying, touring in Europe is so great. And and just people are so nice there, and you're just walking around in these beautiful places.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's.
Had either of you ever traveled over there before?
He had. That was my first time to Europe, and it was fantastic.
Just kind of surreal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're working.
Yeah, it was amazing. And we were also listening to Hardcore History podcast, and like
I love that show. Right? Dan Carlin is
but
my hero.
Can we since we have these microphones, and maybe can we tell him that he needs to get a better like mixer? Because when you're driving in a van and you're listening to it, and he's so dynamic, and he's like,
yeah, and he gets quiet,
and you like you turn it up, and then he's like, oh, and you know you're just sitting here like with the.
Yeah,
the
but kind of all podcast. There should be a podcast mode on your car stereo.
There should be.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to make it really clear that Dan Carlin is one of my favorite people in the whole world.
I know, Matt's gonna punch me now.
And so, like, I really don't want to criticize his podcast at all because
He lives in Portland too, right?
He lives in Eugene.
Oh, Eugene.
And I really want to meet him.
I want to meet him too.
Yeah.
I do not want to have a political discussion with him.
No. Do you listen to Common Sense?
No.
You don't.
For that reason alone. I do not necessarily agree with his political stance very much. But that Hardcore History podcast
is absolutely incredible. And we were actually driving a lot of the routes that he was like describing.
Right.
For World War One.
I was just thinking about.
Yeah.
Like,
World War One, yeah.
Yeah, holy smokes, man.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, and Ghosts of the Ostfront?
Yes.
That series?
Yes.
Whew! Boy. That's intense
and like
intense stuff.
It's so good. Do you have you listened to his entire catalog?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
I got into it a little bit later, so I haven't listened to like a lot of the older ones.
Yeah.
And I haven't listened to the latest one either because it's like 4 hours long.
I know it's like
so
a,
I haven't. Yeah.
It's a commitment.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It really is.
But it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Totally.
Again, he goes again. He's got he loves. Yeah.
I just love how he says Genghis. Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
I was like, that just, time he says it, it's like, that doesn't sound right.
That's
But I love how he's always like, when you're a reader, it means that you read stuff and then you don't hear people say stuff, so you mispronounce. You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right.
He's always talking about that.
Yeah, he did go, he went into that when he was talking about the Genghis Khan
thing. Yeah. He's like, so cut me some slack. I've never heard this spoken.
I read.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I love that guy.
So is there more? Do you guys enjoy touring for the most part? Like, is that something that you really like or has it become more of a job?
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives you great stories, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of good stories, too.
Sure. Yeah.
I
But those are boring.
Yeah,
right.
But they're dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
You know, you drive around, you like meet awesome people.
You look like shit, but they take care of you anyway.
Right.
But like, I love that like beat literature stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, those guys just like lived so hard. So like, when we're feeling all haggard, I'm like, man, that's what those guys did. And like, look how much life they got to live.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's like the price you pay for getting to, live a little bit more. You just like live more in a condensed period of time.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. And I mean, a large part of it too is taking a step back, and during those kind of rougher periods, you do have to take a step back, even in what I do here.
Yeah.
You know, I got to take a step back from time to time and be like, dude,
this is sweet.
This is fucking cool.
Yes. Like, this room is really rad.
Isn't it?
You're like,
I love it.
Man, den.
Yeah.
Life, whatever.
But I have a tendency to get down on myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But at those points, man, I gotta take a step back and say, everything is fine. You get to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get to do this.
Totally. Yeah.
You
that's
know?
Definitely how we feel, like Matt
that's
was
a
saying.
Big thing.
When people come, we're like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
We get to play songs and hopefully, like, make other people feel good.
Yeah.
Make that connection.
Right, right.
But it's also, I mean, you could back that up, too. Like, holy shit, like, I am a sentient, like, mammal that can think about stuff. And, like, the odds are totally against you existing, period. You
sure.
Know? And
yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just
nerd.
Like, sorry. Okay, I'll shut up.
No, you shouldn't shut up.
I just love life, man, okay? I love it.
Ernest Matt.
Well, I love it. And the new record is, like I said, coming out February 24th, right? And it's very, very good. And I'm excited to see what you guys are able to do with that.
Thank you.
So when it does come out on the 24th, what's in the plans for that? Tour for support?
Yep.
Where are you guys going?
We'll start touring at the beginning of April. So there's there's about a month gap between the release of the record and
sure.
We'll do the States. And we don't have concrete plans to go back to Europe, but we're working on that. Like right now, everybody on the team, like, just really wants to focus on doing the US right, since it's a self release, you know,
right.
Not
right.
trying to bite off more than we can chew.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the first run is West Coast, and then we'll do, Midwest, East Coast in May and June.
Yeah, we have a record release show in Portland on February 27th. Yeah.
Awesome. And where's that?
Mississippi Studio.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go visit that place.
You should come.
Great venue.
It's great.
Yeah.
Friends.
Is it a people? Saturday?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Yeah. Are you afraid of missing out of this?
I am FOMOing.
Yeah.
Right now.
From the mouth. What?
Gross. Be sure to clean that off your microphone.
I will.
That's your specific special microphone, though, so you can.
That's
do,
right. Yeah, I can FOMO all over this thing.
Yeah,
disgusting. That sounds so nasty.
You never clean that because it's yours.
It's mine.
Yeah,
it's mine. I don't have to.
Why would you?
Yeah, it smells like peanut butter.
Don't make sense.
Right. I'm cutting that out. The album is called Medallion. The band is called Lostlander. Thank you guys so much for coming in. This has been a real treat meeting you, Matt and Sarah.
Likewise.
I hope you guys had a good time.
Keep up the great work.
Love
the podcast.
That is really fun to hear. I love having people on the show that have actually listened to it.
Yeah.
And it's you know, like you guys were saying, where you show up in Russia and all of a sudden there's people there that are singing your tunes and stuff. That's kind of like what it feels like for me when people come in here and go, I love your show.
Yeah.
So that's really great. Thank you.
Well, I think it's great that you do that. We were talking earlier that before I found your podcast, I had been like lamenting that this podcast didn't exist. I was like, I just really want to hear a podcast, long form interviews with musicians by a musician, that's somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Sure.
And like, they're not like huge bands. They're like bands that are sort of like doing similar stuff to what we're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Like
so you get the couch surfing stories.
That's right.
It's like, last night when I went to my hotel, the champagne wasn't in the right spot and it was really annoying, you know? It's like, none of that.
Annoying.
It was really annoying. It's like, no one wants to hear that shit. Who cares?
Yeah, you asshole.
Yeah. Wembley Arena, who cares? Boring. Couch surfing. That's
where the stories are, man. That's where the stories are. Yeah. Well, thank you guys once again. And like I said, very excited for the release. This is another song we're going to go out today with, another song from the new album. Let's plug your wares here first, though. I almost forgot about that. Where can we find out more about Lostlander and upcoming shows and all that stuff?
Lost-lander.com is
all right.
And the Pledge Music is a good place to go to pre-order it.
To pre-order. And can you listen to that? Like, if you pre-order it, can you listen to it?
You get the digital copy as soon as the 24th. Is that right?
No, the digital one comes a week before the release. So if you buy it through Pledge Music, you get it early. And you also get a free download of Gemini with it. And you get to hear a couple other tracks.
Yeah, and that's you can awesome. See yeah. some videos and stuff.
And hopefully you can go on a hike with yeah. Matt and Sarah.
As long as you're not weird. Notice to weirdos, don't buy that.
You should really have a disclaimer yeah. on this. Like, you guys have the ability to pull out of this last minute yeah. if like, you need to.
Yeah. Like a restaurant. No shirt, yeah. shirt, no shoes.
No weirdos.
That's right.
We have the right to refuse service to anyone.
That's great. And you can find more out about us at www.air-raid.net. Also at cairoradio.com, where you can subscribe and recommend the show to your friends. Remember, go to the archives tab and check out all 235 episodes. Right there for your listening pleasure, with comedians, musicians, actors, directors. It's all right there. Authors. Yeah, authors. I read books sometimes.
Good job.
Nice. Yeah, very proud of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Dan Carlin.
That's right, man. Yeah. I feel like I could bro down with him.
Yeah, yeah, you should.
For like 5 minutes at least.
If you get him on the show...
Invite, tell us.
Yeah, please.
We're just
would you guys just
kind
of come back up here for something like that?
Maybe I should start a podcast about podcasting.
I don't want to.
And I just interview people who do podcasts.
There is a podcast like that.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. There's like 2,000 of them.
Yeah, totally.
I am the 2,000th person to have that idea.
But I don't start a podcast, man. I don't need more competition.
No.
This is bullshit.
Deal.
All right.
I'm angry. Yeah. This is over.
Don't start a band. Another one. Just
yeah. Oh, you have nothing yeah, to worry yeah, about yeah. on that front, yeah. my friend.
There's already enough bands.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you guys once again. This All has right. been a real treat. The song is called Walking on a Wire on the album Medallion, which you can find out more about by going to lost-lander.com. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you guys have a great week. And remember, tell your friends. Spread the word. Air Raid. There you go. Have a good one. Nothing there between us, we were young, we were young. Hold on to that thread, we will not sleep until we're dead. Hold on to that thread, we will not sleep until we're dead. And it feels like we're walking. Couldn't give it to you. Never thought you'd leave me like you left this time. We could leave together, we could never be apart. We could live forever, we could never be apart. But I miss you all the same. Sleep until we're dead.